USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The suspect accused of carrying out a mass shooting in Atlanta is in custody. Cobb County police say Deion Patterson was captured following a search. The White House was monitoring developments through the day. And while offering remarks to reporters Wednesday, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said,
Congress needs to take more steps to deal with the violence that we're seeing, again, in our communities, our schools, our churches, which just should not be.
County authorities and Atlanta police were updating the press earlier Wednesday evening. The bond is being raised to $7.5 million for the man accused of shooting and killing five of his neighbors in southeast Texas last week. Francisco Oropesa made his first appearance in court Wednesday in Oklahoma. The top cop in Okmulgee County is now confirming that seven people found dead Monday were victims of a murder-suicide.
The evidence is that Jesse McFadden murdered six people and then killed himself. Beyond that, I don't know what his thought process was.
Interest rates are going up again.
The Federal Reserve has announced they are raising rates a quarter of a percentage point for the 10th rate hike in a row. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
We've raised interest rates by a total of 5 percentage points in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
While recent reports show inflation is cooling, it's still not near the Fed's target rate of 2%. I'm John Schaefer.
And Republicans are issuing a subpoena to the FBI to obtain a document that allegedly links President Biden to a criminal scheme, they say. In a letter to the DOJ and FBI, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer said a whistleblower claims a document in the FBI's possession raises concerns Biden may have engaged in a bribery scheme with a foreign national while he was VP under President Obama. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
An unlikely partnership. New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is teaming up with Congressman Matt Gaetz, a Republican from Florida, to stop Congress from trading stocks. They introduced legislation called the Bipartisan Restoring Faith in Government Act this week. It would bar members of Congress and their spouses from trading stocks. An apparent dispute between two Walmart employees led to a shopper being killed in Florida. Broward Sheriff's Office detectives say Tyrone Sterling went to the store to meet a female coworker. An argument turned physical, and when a shopper tried to help the female employee, the 22-year-old opened fire.
This is one of these tragic incidents that took place that really was unnecessary and unwarranted.
Sheriff Gregory Tony says while the suspect fled, they were able to track him down late yesterday. Sterling's charged with first-degree murder and attempted robbery by sudden snatching. California Senator Dianne Feinstein could return to Capitol Hill next week. That's what Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told reporters on Wednesday. Feinstein has been sidelined from the Senate since late February after being hospitalized with shingles. The 89-year-old's absence has slowed the confirmation of President Biden's judicial nominees, prompting calls for her resignation from some members of her own party. Feinstein announced earlier this year she will retire at the end of her term in 2024. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.